Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody. As always, we're brought to you by MindBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We're doing a live NFL draft show on Thursday night for the first round. It is going to be a fucking banger. Speaking of which, top story, obviously, is Aaron Rodgers just got traded officially to the Jets. The terms of the deal are this. Their 2023 first round pick, which is number 15, a 2023 fifth round pick to the Jets. For New York's 2023 first round pick number 13. So essentially they're swapping down two slots on that one, a 2023 second round pick, a 2023 sixth round pick, and a conditional 2024 second round pick that becomes a first only if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays this season, according to Adam Schefter. So Schefty got it this one.
Fleeced.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, he wasn't going to play for him anyway, so that's kind of a haul.
I think so, too. They didn't want him there. They hated him. They wanted him out. Brett Favre did the exact same thing 15 years ago, almost to the day.
Exactly in the footsteps.
Weird, right?
Can't wait till he's on the Vikings.
Weird. I can't wait for the dick pic. And the question is, yeah, will he wear Crocs like Brett Favre?
What about the lawsuit?
Yeah. I want it all.
Yeah, because
the judge, speaking of that, just ruled today that Favre's name will not be removed from the lawsuit, that he will be party to the lawsuit.
Just the Mississippi one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ha, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So he's in on that. We'll see what happens to Aaron Rodgers after that. But look, the odds on my bookie shot up immediately. Jets are now top three Super Bowl contenders here.
No, thank you.
Pass.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
It's the fucking Jets.
Who says they're even going to win their division?
They probably won't.
Let's take a peeksies at their division, shall we?
It's the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets, so they'll come in third in that division.
Behind, I got them at two.
No,
possibly one. Who's ahead of them?
Well, the Dolphins and the Bills.
Tua is going to die this year on the field.
No, he'll be fine this year. I think.
Plus, they got Skylar Thompson.
Oh God, yeah,
but. The Dolphins without Tua are still better than the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers?
With a replacement-level quarterback, they're still better just because of how explosive the rest of the offense is. And don't forget that they picked up a couple of key defensive players this offseason as
Who?
Well. Well,
the Jets?
No.
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
So they've got I don't know if you would call him the best cornerback in the league anymore. I think that time is over. But they'll have – on opposite sides of the ball, they'll have Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard. That'll be one of the better secondaries in all of football now.
Yeah.
Ramsey's still good.
Yeah,
he's still pretty good. He's not the lockdown guy he used to be, but he's still pretty good.
Hey, man, sometimes corners have a comeback. Like, remember when Darrell Revis fell off a fucking cliff and then was dope again?
Some of it is just being put in a bad position. The Rams' defense fucking sucked last year.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you're getting picked apart like that, it True. Is what it is. But I... We'll see, right? We'll know in August. Don't make that bet right now. Make that bet in August if Rodgers actually shows up to fucking camp.
Right.
Yeah. If he shows up to camp and works with the receivers he's never thrown a single ball to other than Alan Lazard, who will probably have 35 or 45 catches this year, right? If he doesn't come and work out with the receivers and get to know them, they're going to go fucking like probably 3-6 in their first 9 games or something like that, as happens with him almost every year. They get off to a slow start because he doesn't do the fucking work. But if he comes in and does the work, he's the best.
Yeah.
So we'll see, right?
Yeah.
Wait until August.
I mean, look, it is a very fun team that is pretty young, except for Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. obviously. But you got the rookie of the year, Garrett Wilson, at receiver there, who is unbelievable. They picked up Lazard and somebody else. They got another receiver there. I forget who else popped over there. They got Breece Hall at running back. That kid was explosive to watch until he went down with injury, but he'll be back and healthy in the backfield. The defense wasn't bad. I mean, look, the Jets only average.
The defense is good. The defense is it's top three in the league, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they got C.J. Mosley, Quentin Williams, all those guys over there. Like, the defense was good.
They signed McCole Hardman from the Chiefs.
Oh, shit.
Here's the real question is, how fucking bad is the NFC now?
Oh, it's the worst.
Like, they only have worst. Like three teams with a quarterback at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the Giants have horrific. A quarterback, but they're paying $45 million for a dude that should be making 20.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work.
It's
right?
like an Alex Smith. And he's not going to win a Super Bowl,
and,
that guy.
And Saquon will not show up to sign his fucking franchise, which means he's trying to fucking find a new place to live.
Yeah.
That's not great. The Eagles have a quarterback. The Cowboys sort of do, I guess. I mean,
good, Niners. For that conference, yeah. good enough.
My boy Brock. Slinging it for the Niners.
Brock ain't coming
not until
back
like week six.
He is. Yeah. They already planned for him to start over Trey Lance.
No, I understand that, but he still is not going to be healthy until what, week six,
I think
or
so.
Eight,
week,
something
week,
there?
I think it's week six.
It doesn't matter.
I think he's ahead of schedule now.
All the Niners need to do is go like 500.
The Bears have a good quarterback.
I think so.
But that's it.
It's debatable. That's like kind of the hot button issue with quarterbacks in the NFL right
I don't
now.
Know.
It's like, is he good?
What is the point of being the quarterback? It's to lead the offense down the field and score touchdowns.
Right.
And that dude is going to get you probably about 3,000 to 3,200 passing yards and 1,000-plus rushing yards.
He just
yards.
Has, like, literally no offensive weapons.
Yeah. He's nothing.
So he got a couple. Life. He yeah. got one. Who did they trade for? Who did the...
They just gave him a receiver out there. Shit, I forget who it was.
But there's, like, three... Maybe four interesting teams in the NFC. I don't even want to say good, just interesting.
DJ Moore is
yeah.
a fucking. He's a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
He's good.
But they'll probably, you would think, draft a receiver and an offensive lineman in the first round. Don't they have two picks?
Yeah. So, but with this,
you can throw out the entire NFC South.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah. Like all of that. That division does not exist.
There isn't a quarterback on any of those teams. Desmond Ritter is probably the best quarterback.
No,
in NFL.
No. There's
the Saints.
Carr.
Derek Carr? Are you fucking get out of here
Derek
with Derek
Carr?
Carr
is
dude.
Fine.
But no, in this division.
I'm not saying he's great. He's
in this
fine.
Division, he's probably the best quarterback, right?
Baker?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Baker's there. Desmond Ritter. Whoever Carolina drafts at one, which is
probably
according
CJ
to.
Stroud?
No. According to Vegas, Bryce Young is now at -1300 for the first pick in the draft.
That's ownership, though. I think Reich wants CJ Stroud.
Wow.
No.
Ownership makes the call.
And look, you know Vegas better than anyone. You don't put it at -1300
at
if that's
point,
not the
yeah.
first
that's,
pick in the draft.
That's a lot, guys. So,
so yeah. they're out. You look at the Seahawks, right? You go to the NFC West. You got the 49ers. Still need a fucking quarterback.
Brock?
I think Brock Purdy's good. It's just like, is he going to be healthy? Yeah, but like
when he played.
If you think about the – we say this every single year with the 49ers, with the Ravens, even with the Jets before this, and with the Redskins as well. All they need is a guy who can fucking manage the game, not turn the ball over, and make sure the team scores 20 to 25 points a game, and they will win 12 games probably, right?
Yeah.
And the Seahawks figured that out last year. I mean, Geno had a great year.
Greatest quarterback in franchise history.
I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah. He might be.
Statistically, yes.
And we found out that Russell Wilson is a system quarterback. It's not him. I mean, he's terrible in Denver, so fuck him.
I'm going to give Russell Wilson a pass.
One more year.
Because
one more year.
Yeah,
Nathaniel Hackett was such a terrible coach.
He's bad. Then Denver has been honestly since Kubiak won that Super Bowl. Denver has been like obscenely mismanaged.
But the 49ers, like, think about this: the Jets have a really good defense, and bringing a couple of mid-level receivers over, like they did along with Aaron Rodgers, is going to be a game changer for them, and they're a contender. To make a playoff run. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl or anything, but the 49ers are way better than the Jets.
I agree, but I'm saying you're looking at the other divisions here with the NFC. The NFC, to me, there's two teams, and that's it. Same two as last year. 49ers and the Eagles, and that is all.
I think the Seahawks are there, too.
I think the Lions are going to take a jump.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. But they're not winning... They're not going to the Super Bowl.
No, they can
fun.
Make a run.
They're
to,
fun.
But they're a blast. I will be rooting for them.
They could make the NFC Championship based on how weak the conference is.
I think the Lions.
That's not true.
I think the Lions could make the Super Bowl.
No.
It depends on what they do in the draft to shore up their defense is not good. But you can – if they make some moves here, they can fucking be legit.
They are still the Lions. We still need to not factor out they are still the Jets and they are still the Lions.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are things you cannot overcome.
That is true. That is true.
Scotty Mitchell never could do it, right?
No.
He can't do it. Who can?
But with this, like, you know, just looking at all the talent here in the AFC, Josh Allen at the Bills. Dolphins are decent if fucking Tua stays alive.
Bills need to get
an upright
a running option that's not Josh Allen.
They sure do. Yeah.
And, well, Derrick Henry's on the market.
Derrick Henry's on the market?
Allegedly.
Well, he was supposed to go to the Eagles over the weekend, according to an unverified.
Some just rando.
But that's where we're at with Twitter. So.
But Rand Carthen, the GM of the Titans, says that nobody's called him about Derrick Henry. I find that to be an unbelievable statement. Because Henry's contract is not that crazy. I think, what does he make it, like $15 million a year or something like that?
Yes.
Any contender out there that doesn't have a solid RB1, like Buffalo, for example, if you're not willing to fucking come up, peel off $15 million for that dude.
I'm sorry, I'm not paying crazy. A running back more than minimum wage.
For one season to win a Super Bowl,
well,
yeah, you do that.
Hey, to your point, the rumor out of the weekend was, hey, he's not going to the Eagles. Because the Eagles are going to draft Bijan Robinson at 10.
They absolutely should do that.
Which is why this draft will be fire on fucking Thursday nights.
If he wants $7.25 an hour, yeah. Then fine.
But you're going to get him.
But you're getting him.
You're going to get him on a rookie deal.
You're going to get him at a rookie deal, yeah. Man. And that's you can only, run him into the ground for 5 years.
That's the Eagles.
That is all the Eagles are missing now is a running back at this point. Yeah. And a quarterback, but we'll see.
I miss
see what
Miles.
Happens with do you really?
I do. I like Miles Sanders.
He's tiny.
But he put up numbers, man.
He did.
Catches balls on the back.
Bijan Robinson can just run over people. And wait, with that offensive line.
Where did Miles
shit.
Sanders go?
He went to Carolina.
Carolina.
Oh, I like the Panthers. I think they're going to be okay. I think the Panthers might win that division.
If they hadn't lost DJ Moore, I might agree with you. But losing DJ, like, he's their fucking only guy that catches 90-plus passes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, fuck it. Bring back Cam.
He wants to play. He was at Auburn's pro day the other day.
Maybe he can go play his fifth year at Auburn.
Maybe
he still got eligibility.
Why isn't he playing in the XFL?
He thinks he can still play in the NFL. I watched an interview with him the other day.
He's got to prove it.
So, but looking at the rest of the AFC, then you got Burrow and the Bengals, Lamar maybe with the Ravens and OBJ. That's a fun team. I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, if he's going to come back from just, you know, a 2.5 year layoff. We'll see next year.
Full off season.
Yeah. Off season. Everything else. We'll see. Jacksonville, sexy team in the NFC.
A dog shit division. They might get a really high seed just based off their skills.
I've already laid money on the Jaguars and win the AFC.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not out of the question. We'll see who they draft.
Well, I don't know that it matters who they fucking draft, to be honest. I mean, if I'm them, I get a number one receiver. I go for Quentin Johnston or somebody, whoever's left in the draft at that point. I think they're down.
They have Calvin Ridley coming, right?
Yeah, they got Calvin Ridley.
They have Calvin Ridley in their second. Well, he's listed at two, but their other receiver is Christian Kirk. He is not a number one receiver.
Kirk's good.
Yeah, but he's
Kirk
a two.
Kirk is good for 50 or 60 catches. You need a fucking.
But he's a two behind Ridley. Ridley's really fucking good.
Well, we'll see. He's been out for a year, right?
Yeah.
I think this is a win now team. That defense is fucking good. I think you draft a fucking receiver here.
And then you got KC, obviously, with Mahomes, who they've been silent all offseason, haven't made one fucking move yet. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, what are they going
to
do?
Hopkins. That's the one player I like to see him get is DeAndre Hopkins, and I think they're all good for another Super Bowl run.
That'd be insane.
But
it's a second-round pick. Trade a second-round pick.
Sure, but
fourth-round pick.
Do you think KC even needs Hopkins? You know what I mean? Like, think about it this way. 21 versus 22. They did better in 22 without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a coincidence, honestly.
But part of that is they switched a lot of their offensive philosophy from deep shots and stuff. They were very much a possession team. Mahomes put up end of the day, like, insane numbers, but not in, like, the eye-popping way that he was early in his career with Hill. Mm-hmm. With Hopkins, like, that you can keep playing that style of play. Like, because he's so big and his hands are so fucking big. Like, you can play that mid game with him.
I agree with you in the format of the system, but I don't know that I've seen. Everybody was talking about this with the Cowboys last year too. Like, we need another big receiver. The way that those guys play, I'm not sure that that's the case. Like, Hill didn't catch deep passes that much. Like, that wasn't his game. His game was 10-yard slants,
and then
he runs
it
with the ball, right? Now Hopkins can catch the ball anywhere on the field. He's one of the best receivers I think I've ever seen. He's up there with Megatron for me, although Megatron was more consistent. But Yeah, that, I mean, he would work on any team. I just don't know if that's where the Chiefs want to go with that.
I mean, they might be a type of thing where at this point they're kind of doing like what a baseball team would do, which is just like, we are depth everywhere. Mm. Like, we don't need another big hotshot name. Like, just depth.
Ride Kelce until the fucking wheels fall off, yeah. Dude. I mean, seriously, how many times everybody in the fucking stadium knows it's coming? You're in the final 4 minutes of a game in the AFC Championship and in the Super Bowl, and it's just him on a fucking seam right up the middle, catches the ball and runs for 40 fucking yards every time.
Yeah.
Why would you fuck with that?
Hey, man.
But it would be exciting. Like, we always say that. I don't think you can do that in the modern NFL. Play hard for 17 full games and see what numbers you can put up. I think you fucking die if you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, it's fucking Thursday night is going to be crazy. I mean, absolutely fucking crazy, because there's so many moves that still haven't been made. We'll talk about the CJ Stroud thing. I don't know that I've ever seen people try to sabotage a person like this. Brady Quinn had a weird thing that he didn't show up for a Manning football camp over the weekend, that he wouldn't draft him because of that.
Passing Academy.
Yeah, and apparently he stayed back to help his teammates on some pro day thing. And then there's some weird tests now where you're tapping buttons and it measures your hand-eye coordination. Mm-hmm. And they said he scored an 18% on
the button matrix. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
So this is supposed to test your coordination, your reflexes.
Uh-huh.
You're basically tapping buttons and moving. It's almost like a game like a child would play.
I'm pretty sure.
Almost like a Hungry Hungry Hippo or like a Bop It kind of thing.
Yeah, or like Simon Says or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just how quickly your brain can register and your hands can move.
Okay. So they said he scored an 18 in that. Then somebody else pushed back on that and said, no, that's not true. Then they're wondering why people are putting these stories out. Look, if I had one guess, it's probably the Colts.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's a better Colt than C.J. Stroud? Can you think of that? Like,
that's where he should be. They're at four. They wouldn't have to trade up.
He's the only guy in this draft that's ready to play day one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't have the highest ceiling, I don't think. I think Richardson has the highest ceiling, but Richardson needs work.
He's already played in Lucas Oil Stadium a bunch.
Yeah.
I think Richardson probably needs the Jets to draft him and let him play behind fucking Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years, to be honest.
Wait, has like Stroud played in Lucas Oil? Because he didn't beat Michigan either time, which means he wouldn't, he wouldn't have gone to the Big Ten Championship.
He did not go to the Big Ten Championship. You're correct.
You're right.
Yeah.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just assume Ohio State's good.
I know, right? And we lost to Michigan.
I keep forgetting about Michigan.
We lost to Michigan.
Everybody. Nobody cares about
everybody. They're loading up, man. Michigan's looking good this year, too.
He sat on the bench at Lucas Oil Stadium, right?
Yeah. No, he didn't even get invited. No. You don't get invited to go. He might have been in the stands.
Oh, man. And Houston still has the number two pick, too. So,
well, and here's the interesting part. He's got the same agents as Deshaun Watson, so they're not going to draft C.J. Stroud.
You wouldn't think so.
No. There's no way.
I mean, if you're the Texans and C.J. Stroud just says, "Hey, you know, I'm not gonna play for you."
Here's why the Texans. I don't think they should take C.J. Stroud because Anthony Richardson is going to be so much more. They're going to ruin him so much more spectacularly than they could C.J. Stroud. Like, C.J. Stroud is a little bit boring. Like, the things you can ruin Anthony, the ways you can ruin Anthony Richardson, like, he might lose a leg on the field.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, they've ended so many quarterbacks' careers.
Yeah.
I know.
David Carr, the better. The one that's actually good at football, not Derek with his eye shadow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They fucking drove that asshole into the ground.
Into the ground.
3 seasons.
I think we'll remember the Anthony Richardson tragedy more than a C.J. Stroud.
Well, hang on, because the rumor as of an hour ago is Will Levis at 2 to the Texans.
That makes more sense.
Sure does.
They deserve each other, I
yes.
think. Yeah.
Yes. Because I think he'll be a bust and thrown from his knees.
Not only a bust
over the weekend,
but he'll be arrested within 1 year for something involving a strip club.
I'll take
that bet. Whatever you want to bet on that one. Yeah.
No, Lovey's gonna take him under his wing.
No, Lovey's gone.
He's
remember
gone.
He lost that last game or won that last game on purpose to fuck him out of the first pick.
Who's the Texans coach?
I don't know who it is. I don't remember.
Who is
God
the Texans
damn!
Coach?
I got
a new one.
Attention.
No, they hired the black guy. He used to play for them. Is it D'Amico Ryan?
His name is Dave.
Oh, D'Amico Ryan.
Dave Black Guy is his name.
Yeah. Dave Black Guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a good hire.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a great
it's
hire.
It's a good hire.
Yeah.
But, you know, to your point, aside from just their history of ruining quarterbacks, which they're really good at, this is the wrong time in a rebuild to draft a franchise quarterback with the top two pick. You don't like that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. It's never worked ever to have a shitty team and draft a quarterback and then you get good all of a sudden.
Joe Burrow.
No. They were good already. They were
they were not good.
They were not good.
Yeah, they were
they were not.
The Bengals were terrible.
They were not anywhere close to as bad as the fucking Texans are now.
But well, they weren't.
The Texans
good.
Are the worst case, but Bengals were terrible.
And what happened in that first year for Burrow? I mean, they got lucky, right? Because he played six games and then got his fucking knee fucked up.
He died, yeah.
But also the Bengals won like one or two games that year, right? Like
four. They won four games that year.
They were still terrible.
Terrible. They were terrible.
Well, yeah, they didn't have the one guy that was good on their team.
But that's
right?
that's the problem is when you have that one example out there, then you think it's possible that you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that. The NFL, GMs in the NFL make the same stupid mistakes over and over again. Trading into the top seven to draft a quarterback, for example, has worked out, I think, twice in the entire history of the NFL. It's gone positive two times out of all the times it's happened.
Yeah, I saw the list from the last 15 years. There was only two on that list.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was Burrow and then Eli Manning.
Eli Manning was the other one, yeah. Yep.
But it's Eli Manning was a weird situation where he was refusing to play for the Chargers.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he was like, I won't. Like the Chargers wanted to draft him, and he was like, I won't do it.
Yeah.
Well, but his dad said, "Hey, I got killed, and I didn't get to have a career. I don't want you to get killed either." And it was the smart move.
But you know, the teams that do it right, like Philly did it right. Obviously, they failed on a couple of their quarterback picks. But
we signed Carson Wentz, and then we drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round, and I'm sure that really. You know, ruffled some feathers with Wentz.
Maybe, but it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
And it worked out, didn't it? I mean, it makes way more sense to draft skill position and lineman players. And once you've got a pretty good team, fucking go get your quarterback. I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to bring in. Unless you've got, like, for Carolina, they do have a couple of receivers on there. So if they draft a first round quarterback, that makes sense to me because they could start working with them. For the Bears, though, look at that. I mean, shit. They have he might be a top five quarterback in the NFL, but who the fuck knows, right?
Know.
And now they're going to go draft a bunch of people around him, and maybe he sucks. Maybe he was just running for his goddamn life that whole time.
There is so many people betting the Super Bowl right now that it went from locked to open to locked to open. I'm going to read these odds off before he gets locked again. This is on mybookie.com. These are the current updated odds here. Chiefs. 5.5 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. They're the favorites. San Francisco, 7.5 to 1. They're the second favorites to win the Super Bowl. Buffalo Bills, they're at 8 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. And then the Eagles over there at 8.1 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. Bengals, 8.5 to 1. And then the New York Jets have now slid in there at number 6 at 12.5 to 1.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I would take 15 maybe, but not 12.
I would rather bet on the Jets than not to make the playoffs.
Your Lions, by the way, are at 22-1 right now. So that's a good flyer if you're looking to do it. Jacksonville is 25-1.
You said San Francisco was 7-1?
Uh-huh. 7.5-1 to win.
And they don't even have a fucking quarterback.
Nope.
I mean, right now, it would be Trey Lance starting the season, theoretically, right? Because Purdy can't start the season. Or some third party.
And the GM said, hey, we're not trading as of an hour ago.
Yeah.
We're not trading Trey Lance, and we're not entertaining offers. Why not? I don't get it.
You got to see what you got.
Huh?
They don't know what they have yet, so they got to see if Purdy's going to be coming back. What you have, Lance. If Lance balls out, let's say he plays the first 5 weeks, he balls out a little bit. Maybe you have some trade value there. Maybe you could trade Purdy. You could trade Lance. It doesn't matter.
But if there is interest now, I mean, why not go for the fucking Lamar Jackson and just call it a day? It just doesn't make sense. Still hasn't signed. Nope. And I don't know what's going to happen on Thursday night either. I mean, who fucking knows what's going to happen with all these guys on Thursday
night? I kind of feel like there's a deal in place already and they're just waiting for the draft because it's been so quiet. There's no way that he's just going to let this carry into the fucking the spring and summer workout season without having something done, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, I know he doesn't have an agent, but that would be stupid on his part as well. At least tell him straight up, I'm not fucking paying
for it. He's still
reading
the contract.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's,
it's a long contract. It's like,
sure.
80 pages.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have a fucking agent. He's got to give it to a lawyer.
Either way, it'll be fun because if he does get traded on draft night, holy shit, the world would melt down, I feel like.
I don't understand why the NFL didn't – I mean, maybe it's impossible to keep this type of thing a secret, but if I was the NFL, I would try my hardest to be like, okay, because they have to approve trades and stuff, right? Here you see the Aaron Rodgers thing, you're like, okay, don't announce till draft night. like round one, right before the pick, we announce. And you just keep doing that every year because then that makes the draft. Mm. I mean, my God, can you imagine like the excitement of the draft? It's already dope. And then you add in like all the off-season trades are basically like happening that night.
Yep.
That's fucking incredible.
It's incredible. The only problem with it is you're now moving up and down, so it's going to change your selection. You wouldn't really know until then, and that'd be a lot of shit to pull together. I mean, they did the 15-year anniversary today of the Vikings. Remember when they just didn't pick? They couldn't make up their mind.
Jaguars slid in.
Yeah. And they
You don't auto draft like it's a fantasy league?
No. No, you actually keep moving down. So they didn't, Bob, they missed it by like two. So it wasn't it like a six that slid to like an eight or a nine because people just kept getting in their picks because they didn't have a fucking pick? To this day, I've never seen anything like it.
At that point, like, man, that's wild. If you don't have your pick, people just get to keep picking until you.
Correct.
Until you pick. Yeah.
Yes. And they were racing in their picks.
I need more of that.
It was awesome.
I think you should have to actually take your offense and drive your way to the podium to make the pick.
They should also make it quicker. Let's do 3 minute picks
instead of 15.
Yeah. Three. You got 3 minutes on the clock.
They do that in the other rounds. I think second and third end up going to 3 minutes or something like that.
TV show out of it.
But yeah, it's fun for Jets fans. I mean, you have something to live for, whereas you haven't for how many years at this point? When was the last time the Jets were actually good? Or a playoff team. I think it was Sanchez was their quarterback.
Rex Ryan made the AFC Championship game twice.
2008, yeah. Maybe?
I was in college.
So what is that, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Right?
What? No, it was like 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 2010, 2011.
Oh, shit, it is.
Yeah, 13 years ago. That's crazy, man. Good for you guys. And then we'll see who you guys load up on. I mean, look, if they have pick 15 down there, I don't know who their tight end is, or they can get another receiver if they want. I mean, they could do so much fun stuff with that. It would be amazing. And then these odds will go up. So if you want to bet them, go to mybookie.com, use promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you want tickets to the NFL draft, we have those on DRINKINGBROSTICKETS.com along with NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, all that other fun stuff. So head over there and get your tickets. For that, speaking of the NBA playoffs, we'll switch to that now. Biggest theme of these playoffs so far is every single superstar from their team is getting hurt.
Not either great. Hurt or punching people in the nuts.
Yeah.
So Joel Embiid should be suspended for the rest of the fucking playoffs. I don't know why they didn't suspend him. I've seen dumb shit. Like Harden pushed off on a guy and cup checked him. And it seemed like maybe it was intentional, but that should have been a flagrant one and they ejected him. Embiid's on his back on the ground, and a guy's just stepping over him, which is disrespectful, and you should have something to say about that, fair enough. But he kicked upwards into his groin.
Right.
And they didn't even fucking kick him out of the game. He should have been suspended for the rest of the series.
Now.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter now because he is hurt.
He is hurt.
Just like your boy Chet Holmgren will be for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that. He will never
When he makes an
play.
All-star team, I'm just going to like
deep
Dude,
shove
I swear to God, if he gets close to making an all-star game, I'm fucking going to Tanya Harden the shit out of him. I can't let you live with that. But yeah, it is
We're
going
to get just a giant statue of Chet Holmgren that we can just put right next to the...
There's been Chet. You can put it right next to a giant statue of Taylor Swift.
You can just put two toothpicks on the table, and it's good enough. Like that's his entire body. Oh
but yeah, God. There have been.
He's going to put on muscle.
It seems like
he
there
will
have been,
put on weight.
It seems like there have been more injuries this postseason than before.
Giannis is out. Yeah. Embiid is out. Then you have Ja Morant, who is out. Now he's back. He ended up playing again, but
you can tell it's hurting though. And then. De'Aaron Fox has got a broken finger. It's the last. The tip of his shooting finger on his index finger. That's not great. Right?
It's not great.
Just getting a couple injections, tape the fuck out of it.
You don't want to have numb fingers while you're trying to shoot a basketball.
No.
But that's not great either. I mean, it's interesting. Julius Randle's all fucked up as well. So he's one of the better. He's definitely the glue that he might not be the best player on that team, but he's definitely the glue that holds the Knicks together.
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
You know who's not hurt? The Nugs.
Yeah.
For once, right?
Yeah
for
all,
once. Wouldn't it be funny the one year they finally win
year.
One?
Yeah.
It's because everybody else is hurt.
The entire rest of the field gets hurt. It's
the Raptors
down.
Won a title.
Yeah. But it is weird. I saw a graphic. I think actually SportsCenter posted on Twitter, but it showed the percentage of games played through the years by all stars. like how many games All-Stars from that year played, and it was like 78% of the games in 95, and now it's like 64% of the games. It's a dramatic reduction. Now
they're not getting healthier either.
Yeah, it's weird. Every other sport, so baseball players are getting stronger, they're throwing faster, they're hitting the ball harder. Football, they're just wrecking each other more than ever before. And for some reason, basketball, they aren't able to keep up with the demand physically anymore, despite the fact that there are very few back-to-back games anymore. They've legislated a lot of this stuff out that causes the need for whatever you want to call it, load management. But still, they can't handle it. What is that? It's the only sport where this is happening.
And it's not even at this point you can like be like, oh, they're fucking soft. Hockey guys get stabbed in the throat and keep playing. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of them appear to be injured. Like, they can't go on the court, and it's fucking weird.
Victor Oladipo, I watched him out of nowhere.
He's had trouble ever since, like, 2 years ago when he got hurt.
He is, but they were up by 25 with 4 minutes left. Why was he in the fucking game?
I don't know. That's just dumb. But, I guess somebody's got to be out there. I guess baseball pitchers are not going as deep in games anymore, but they're throwing the same amount of pitches. They're still throwing 100, 105 pitches a game.
Yeah.
They're just ending in the fifth or sixth because they throw too many goddamn pitches now. Yeah. Dudes are more selective. In basketball, the game, it's the same amount of minutes.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed at any point. It's still, maybe it is the faster pace of play and dudes just can't keep up anymore.
But, you know, I mean, does, I don't know if this matters or not, but like growing up, right, zone defense was illegal in the NFL or NBA. Yeah. So like you had to, everyone was playing man and shit. Like, they can't be moving as much on defense, right?
But up and down, like that's lateral and quick movement. Up and down the court, it's definitely faster. Like, you think about the only reason the Suns in the early 2000s were successful is because Steve Nash was pushing the ball down the floor and they had a big man in Amari Stoudemire who could run the floor, right?
Yeah.
That's their only, because their defense was fucking terrible. They didn't do anything. Now, I think that the Warriors' success over the past 6 or 7 years is predicated more less on what people think, which is that they have two of the best three-point shooters ever, maybe the two best ever, and more predicated on the fact that they outpaced people, right?
Volume of shots
and up and down the court, right? And their defense turned into offense a lot. And you're seeing it from young teams, too. Whenever Boston is really playing well, it's not in the half court. And, when you see Sacramento, their success is from this in the same vein as the Warriors' early success. They fucking outrun everybody.
Speed.
You know what I mean?
Speed, volume of shots, and all that stuff.
But the Nuggets aren't doing that. The Nuggets have been consistently successful for a very long time, 6 years with that same core group, give or take. And Jokic he's for his size, is good up and down the court, but he's not running the floor like
If they run the floor, it's like what happened at the end of regulation the other day, last night, I think, where they might be running the floor, but he's back at the baseline throwing a football pass.
Yeah.
Did you see that to Jamal Murray last night?
It was a really good fucking pass.
It was insane. Yeah. But that's how they run the floor. Jokic is certainly not running ahead of Murray or something.
I wonder, though, about the health. I mean, guys are not playing more minutes. They're playing less minutes, and they're playing less games than ever. And it's weird. I don't understand it.
I don't either. For me, as a fan, this has been a very frustrating round to watch because the games haven't been that great. I've enjoyed the Warriors Sacramento series. Mm-hmm. Nobody appears to be hurt in that other than, you know, what an idiot fucking Draymond Green is.
Well, now Fox's fingers banged.
Now he's fucked. Yeah. So that's going to change fucking this series probably.
Poor Harrison Barnes.
And then, I know, missing that wide open shot. Like, God damn it.
Just Harrison Barnes.
There's a reason we cut you.
Yep.
Or you got,
just
let you go.
Wide open, dude. Yeah. Wide open three to win that game. But as a Sixers fan, what do you do here? I mean, they're hurt every fucking playoffs. Embiid just cannot stay on the floor for a full season.
Bench to step up?
Oh, God. What do you do with that guy?
Next man up.
I think James Harden's going back to Houston after this season. What? Mark my words.
Why?
You think he's done?
Udoka just took the head coaching job at Houston.
Okay.
He didn't like him. Did he? In Brooklyn?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't know that they
were together.
Had any issues, but
were they even together in Brooklyn?
I have no idea.
Wasn't he an assistant in Brooklyn? When
no,
he was
the coach of the Celtics. And then he was at the Raptors.
No, he was an assistant
that.
With Brooklyn, but before Harden was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in the 1870-18 time.
Yeah.
But he's one of the better coaches in the NBA, and he's going to draw some talent back to Houston. Houston's a pretty good place to fucking play.
It's a big market.
Houston yeah. also has the highest lottery odds, I believe, or very close to it, which means...
If Wemby goes there, yeah, people will want to play with that kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I would watch Wemby and James Harden play basketball together. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Harden led the league in assists this year. Mm. So.
Did he really? Yeah. But as Sixers, what do you do now? Because next round, you'll probably face Boston.
Yeah, well.
And then that's it, right?
Embiid's going to be like 50%, I think, for the start of the series. We just need Maxey to step up. Harden's going to have to show up, which
dude,
he probably won't.
Maxey is a fucking baller.
He's awesome.
He's one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA now.
Yeah. He's high energy. He needs to just get running.
He hits big shots too.
He does. He heats up. He starts slow sometimes. Like the last game against Brooklyn, I think he was like 3-for-13, and then he started to hit his stride in the fourth quarter. But
he needs to learn from Harden, man. You fucking drive to the basket, get to the line, get a couple free throws. I mean, that's just experience, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's, what is he, 23?
He's still pretty young. Third year in the league, so. No, but I love Max.
He's one of the more talented. He and De'Aaron Fox are two of my favorite players to watch. I mean, I hate De'Aaron Fox right now because he's lighting up the fucking Warriors, but
De'Aaron Fox is dope. I love so him good. In Kentucky. Like, loved. He's probably my favorite Kentucky player of the last 10 years.
We don't really have a choice, but I don't care for P.J. Tucker getting so much so many minutes at his age.
Just looking at his fucking face is irritating, to be honest.
And he just misses wide open threes left and right.
I'm trying to picture
he's
him.
He's very old, though.
He's old. Isn't he pretty old. Round?
He's 38.
He's kind of like the dude, that meme or gif or whatever, of the fat guy just like chucking shots off the rack.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be like our muscle,
you
know?
Yeah.
He's our grit, our strength.
Yeah, you don't need muscle in the modern NBA. No. You need people that can shoot three-pointers and play wing perimeter wing defense.
Yeah, pesky which defense.
I mean, to be honest, before the last 2 years or so, P.J. Tucker was a pretty good wing defender, but that is not the case anymore. He's rotund is a polite word, I think, for it.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. We'll switch on over to college football here. We'll start with Colorado.
I can't believe how much coverage they're getting.
I can. That was exactly what I predicted.
But it's going to be really cool all the way up in time until the season starts and they fucking suck.
Yeah, they're not making a bowl game
this year. And then nobody's going to care after that.
They go 5-7.
5-7 would be a successful year.
Yeah. What were they last year?
They were one of the worst teams.
They were the worst teams in
Division One.
Yeah. They were terrible. But 45,000 people showed up to their spring game. It was freezing in the fucking snow.
How long can that last, though, with just, like, the draw is Deion right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they
were 1-11 last year.
The quarterback is his kid. Mm-hmm. And then they've got that you know, that Hunter kid who goes both ways. And they said they're going to keep him both ways throughout the entire season. Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to play wide receiver. He caught a touchdown in the spring game over the weekend.
And Boulder's not, like, a hard sell.
It's fun.
Fun campus.
It's a fun town, like, and it's a fun school to
and
party
it's,
at.
It's yeah, like super hot girls. It's all everyone who couldn't get into California schools and shit.
They all
that.
Go there.
And if you're a kid from a good home with two parents, good chance that fucking you're going to want to send your kid there because Deion doesn't fuck around.
Like, yeah,
you're showing up on time in the right uniform.
Depends what position.
With the right
play,
attitude.
Though. Deion doesn't want.
Yeah, he wants orphans at D end.
Yeah. Well, I understand it, dude. Speaking of what you do there, 15. Current Buffaloes just entered the portal, transfer portal today. So, he said he wanted him out of there.
Yeah,
he did. Like, he said, pack your suitcases.
He might succeed there. I have no illusions about it one way or the other. Like, he very well could succeed there, but this year's not going to be pretty.
Hop in that portal is what he said, dude. Yeah. That's it.
Maybe we should all hop in the portal.
I'm thinking about it.
Do you want to make...
Yeah. I have some eligibility, so...
Do you want to make tryout tapes and send them to Deion?
Yeah.
Run a 40
and just kind of
like
pop your hamstring.
We're fucking sitting in a wheelchair afterwards.
I know. But yeah, it's fun to see, at least when Colorado is on, and they're going to get a shit ton of coverage this fall. Let's face it, every game will be televised because of Deion. And his interviews alone, I mean, that will go for miles and miles and miles. So
it's
great for them.
You know who really needs it even more than Colorado? The fucking Pac-12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For someone to give a shit about that conference. I mean, like, I know they have Caleb and Lincoln at USC and stuff like that, but, like, no one cares.
The rest of the teams there, yeah, nobody gives a shit. I agree.
I don't. I still don't care.
I do. I want to see Dion at least, and I want to see if this experiment will work.
I love Pac-12 after dark.
I know you do, but you're a dirty, dirty man.
Like, yeah, you're a dirty gambler who's watching those games like everybody else is a nine-nine.
Yeah, you're basically you're eating spam.
Yeah.
You know, which is appropriate because they're it's better. It's bigger out there in the West than it is here.
So I watched most of these.
Spam is like a kind of a Hawaiian. Philly thing, too.
Well, so it started with the U.S. Army back in the day.
It did, yeah.
That's who invented spam. For some reason, it became big in Hawaii because
I think the bases, I would assume, right?
Maybe, yep. I have no idea, but yeah, it seems likely.
And I don't know, maybe just some like racist thing. Like, give it to the fucking natives.
Well, you know what the really funny thing is that it's made of super high quality meat.
Yeah.
Spam is. Like, it's a combination of two of the three highest quality meats, but it just looks disgusting.
Looks disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in a can.
And it's wet. And it's wet.
I'll eat spam anywhere in Hawaii.
You don't like wet meat?
No. I don't like wet meat like that.
Dave's wet meat.
It reminds me of a fucking cat. It looks like cat food.
It is cat food.
Yeah.
But just high quality.
It is. But I watched most of the spring games. I watched Colorado. They were fun to watch. Sanders was winging it around. That Hunter kid is fun to watch. The kids were going nuts. That was fun. Watch the Alabama game. They don't have a quarterback. They're going to be in trouble. Ohio State, I felt the same way about. They don't have a quarterback. The one that surprised me, and this is the first time I've ever said this in the history of this show, is Notre Dame. And I hate to say it, but they got Sam Hartman, and my God, that motherfucker put on a show. Mm-hmm. He was the one I was lobbying for Ohio State to get, and I was like, just go get him out of the portal and wait until Aaron Nolan comes in. Didn't. Notre Dame did, and he fucking torched it.
When did Notre Dame last won in 88, right?
I think
88?
Yeah. Now, they've got a hard schedule, obviously. Notre Dame usually does, but they've got Ohio State at home week three. That's tough.
Is it, though?
Well, we'll find out.
That's a good time to catch them.
It is. It's a great time to catch them. At home with the excitement with Sam Hartman and everything else and a new
Ohio
offense.
State may still be selecting a quarterback at that point.
I know.
Who knows?
I know.
For Alabama, I mean, would it be crazy if Saban just went for the triple option? He doesn't give a shit.
No.
I don't know. So that Milrow kid he played most of the game. He can't throw. He can run. But the interesting part to me was also Texas. Quinn Ewers looked great in spring. Texas is playing Alabama week two at Alabama, and they could catch them without a quarterback.
That's the second
year
in a row,
looking
right?
Great before he got hurt.
And he looked great in the spring game. I watched the spring game. He looked really fucking good.
He did not look good against Alabama last year. Right?
He did. He got hurt.
He got hurt.
He
yeah.
was torching him.
He was torching him until he got hurt.
What was he, like, 7-13 or some shit? I don't remember. I mean,
pretty good.
Well, let me look.
Pretty goddamn
much better
good.
Than that, I think.
Yeah. He was on fire, and then
we were at that game, and I was fucking hammered by then. Same.
So Texas could be catching Bama at a good time, and then Notre Dame could be catching Ohio State at a good time. And this will go back to what I said last week. A lot of these top four schools that are in the mix usually year after year are missing quarterbacks. So we'll see what happens.
It won't matter for Georgia because they have a super weak schedule this year. And even if they didn't, it doesn't matter. They're gonna make the playoff no matter what. Because Georgia will just go back to doing what Kirby did like early in Kirby Georgia, which is just A, their defense is still going to murder you, and B, oh, we don't have a quarterback? Well, our running backs are sick. We have the best tight end in the country. We'll just fucking
Let's not fool ourselves into any type of like other teams getting into the mix.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same.
I think the
cast of characters, the same four or five teams.
Yeah, Alabama, if they can figure out quarterback. Probably
my guess is Alabama doesn't make the playoff this year.
The other borderline team that we just don't know about is Clemson. I mean, they've reloaded on defense pretty well year after year.
I like Klubnik.
I think Clemson
could be back.
If they can put the receivers around Klubnik, I think they've got a pretty good shot. But I don't know that
ACC stinks.
It's they definitely stink. So they got time to figure it out. I guess
Notre Dame, USC could be in there. It could be totally different. I'm going to read Georgia's schedule because I didn't believe you.
What about Utah? Did they come back?
They're losing everybody. Cam Rising, all those guys are gone. But Dalton Kincaid's going to go in the first round on Thursday. Georgia leads off with Tennessee Martin. Congratulations, guys. Mm-hmm. Then they play Ball State. Congratulations, Georgia. And then South Carolina. South Carolina was real fucking fun the end of last
Carolina
year.
South Carolina is an asshole of a team, dude. I fucking hate if your team is playing them, especially late in the season, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because they always fucking ruin shit for other people.
Rattler seems to have maybe turned a corner.
Has Spencer Rattler turned the corner?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Are you going to play? I think he's one of the Heisman favorites for this year.
He seems to string together four or five games in a row really good towards the end of the season. But that's not enough to win the Heisman.
And honestly, George is just – the defense is nuts.
UAB is next up for Georgia.
That's Trent Dilfer's UAB.
Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, what are they doing?
Let's go.
This is the worst schedule of all time. Georgia, Auburn, yeah, you're fine there. Kentucky, Georgia, fine. Georgia, Vanderbilt, oh, God. Yeah, you're fine there. Georgia, Florida, as always.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Wait, who are they backstopping Richardson with? Cause
no idea.
I think
they're bringing back Kitna.
The guy that was playing behind Richardson, I think, was like a fifth-year fucking grad guy.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do there. Actually, they had the kid that transferred from Ohio State, but he was never good enough for Ohio State, so he's not going to be good enough there. Missouri versus Georgia.
We give them a game sometimes at Missouri, but we're going to get railed in Georgia.
Mississippi at Georgia.
That's probably the toughest game on the schedule.
Ole Miss?
Yeah, I think so, even though it's at Georgia.
Still got Lane.
Yeah. Lane just is not – he can't do it, dude.
Yeah.
Has he ever
He's
finished?
Been pretty relevant, though. Like, Ole Miss was kind of
– But they're always 8-4. Like, it's never better than 8-4 for
some
reason.
I think they won 10 games last year.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they
– Look it up.
I'm pretty sure they did.
He was better than Hugh.
Georgia-Tennessee, that'll be a fun one, actually.
It might be fun. I don't think they're reloading.
With Heupel.
Yeah.
I don't know. With that offense, if I'm a kid who wants to put up stats
– And they're bringing – what's his face? The quarterback. Not obviously not Hooker, but the backup that was pretty good.
He was pretty decent.
Yeah,
yeah. That is a very weak schedule.
Milton.
For
I'm sorry,
Georgia.
The Ole Miss won 10 games 2 years ago. They won eight games last year.
Is that Milton? No, that's not the Milton that came from UCF.
No, from Michigan.
That was years
now.
Ago.
So in defense of Georgia's schedule, the reason it's so shitty is because they had scheduled a home and home with Oklahoma, that is now canceled because Oklahoma is joining the conference next year.
So they had
to add in a just dog shit non-con out of nowhere.
Okay.
But it has made their schedule laughably weak. By the way, do you know the biggest news in college football that broke?
What's up?
No more clock stoppage after first downs.
Yeah, that's huge.
Oh, did they pass that?
Yep.
No shit.
The clock will not be stopping on first downs moving forward.
That was always a weird rule anyways.
I agree.
I enjoyed it.
Here's the thing. It just made it a five-hour game. I mean.
I know, but when you had the ball, you had no timeouts left.
I would say let's keep it in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep it. I mean, that was fun because all you needed was a first down.
Or in the last 2 minutes maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pull up Notre Dame's real quick here. Oh, shit. That's right, dude. They're playing Navy in Ireland to lead off the – college football.
Fuck yeah.
That's gonna
I don't understand that. Gross. Are we trying to bring college football to Ireland now? I understand why the NFL might do it because they have this weird idea that somehow we're going to compete with soccer in Europe. Nope, that ain't happening. But college football, we're going to start.
We played Penn State in Ireland 1 year.
Oh, you did?
Because we had George O'Leary.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I mean, I have
It's
read,
good
like,
for the students. I'm glad they get to take the trip and see what
fuck yeah.
a poor ass country with nice it's like, you know.
Have you been there?
It's scenic. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty to look at, but it's like then you look in your bank account, you're like, fuck.
Have
dude.
You watched Banshees of Inisherin?
No.
Oh my
no.
god.
Wonderful I heard movie. It's good. Wonderful I heard movie. It's good. Tennessee State against Notre Dame, they'll win that one. Notre Dame, NC State. NC State was all right last year. Central Michigan, Notre Dame. Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Central Michigan's going to be chippy.
Notre Dame, Duke. Notre Dame, Louisville. Oh, shit. USC, Notre Dame.
Yeah, they play
yep.
every year.
Yep.
Whoopsies.
At Notre Dame, though, so they're lucky. They catch Ohio State and USC at home.
Yeah, but then we go Pittsburgh, Notre Dame. Then you go Notre Dame, Clemson. After that,
at Clemson,
that's a tough ass schedule.
No shit,
that's probably the toughest out of the top 10 teams. That's probably the toughest schedule.
People
right?
always dunk on Notre Dame for their schedule. I'm like, why?
No, their schedule is good every year.
They're
it's
an
good.
Independent, yes. so they make their own schedule.
Yeah,
they play some tough teams.
They don't have a choice.
Schedule. Like,
fuck. That's maybe their playoffs. Their playoff shots are
no other team that is regularly in the top 10 can talk shit about schedules, especially not to Notre Dame.
No. That's a tough-ass schedule. I mean, you're lucky to come out of this with maybe two losses.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Like anybody – Clemson is in the ACC, so that doesn't even count.
No. No, that doesn't count.
Alabama always has two D2 schools on their schedule.
I mean, Central Michigan's like their throwaway game, right?
man.
Yeah.
McElwain's got them pretty good.
They're competent.
Like, they're decent.
And considering Notre Dame just lost to Marshall last year, I mean, I'm not going to overlook that game. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Texas. So Alabama's got Middle Tennessee State to lead them off with. Then Texas, Alabama is week two. So that's week two this year.
Sports Illustrated's got it. The strength of schedule rankings. Hang on. Why did it go in reverse order, you cunt?
Alabama's playing South Florida. They're playing Mississippi. That's a tough game. Ole Miss, Mississippi State after that. Texas A&M at Texas A&M. I think A&M will be pretty good this year. Arkansas, I think, is going to be pretty good this year as well at Alabama. Tennessee against Alabama. LSU at Alabama. Bama's got a real tough schedule this year. Yeah. So they might not.
Look out for LSU. LSU is going to be gnarly. And actually, I will say
their quarterback is actually favored to win the Heisman right now. LSU's quarterback.
Another one to look out for, speaking of the ACC being dog shit, because they'll take advantage of the rest of the ACC being dog shit, is Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State would be good again.
Florida State, they win 10 games or something? I mean,
their opener, though, is one that was pitched to us. We usually go to the first game of the season here. I don't know if we're going to Ireland. That would be great.
We go to Orlando, though.
Orlando leads it off
world.
In America. It is a camping world.
Let's go to the bounce house, yes.
It camping is world. A camping world.
If we go to camping world, we are hiring professional drivers to be there.
Okay. Yeah, and then we'll just go to the brewery. After.
Exactly, yeah. We'll just go to Tactical.
That's fine, but I'm not in no way – trying to free ball at
listen,
that
I'm not going
to
defend Camping World Stadium.
God
it's
damn it.
Terrible.
But the bounce house is dope. I think that's one of the best environments in all of college football.
Oh, this is why they're asking us together. Like, it's LSU, Florida State.
Yeah, that's so great. They had a home.
The Camping World, dude.
Oh, no. That last year was in New Orleans, right?
Ooh,
it was in the it was at Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. So this year they're doing it, I guess, at a – I don't know why you would pick
neutral
Orlando for your neutral site Camping World. Like, you go from five blocks away from Bourbon Street to – whatever the fuck that is.
What time? It's the first couple of games of the year, right?
That's it.
For that?
Yeah, so Notre Dame is the week one headliner. Yeah.
So it's like what I'm saying, it's like weather's not going to be an issue, so you wouldn't have to put it in Florida because of snow or anything.
No.
So why choose?
It's just a bigger stadium than Florida State's.
I know, but you're still trying to
sell those tickets.
That Florida opening game we went to was at Camping World as well. Why? Why Camping World?
More tickets.
Yeah, so for this, I assume they want a split stadium and LSU. Yeah. It's easier to fly into Orlando than, Tallahassee?
Very easy.
Very easy. Most flights go there. But that is a great fucking opener there. That'll be the night game more than likely that night on Saturday nights over Labor Day weekend. Florida State's schedule the rest of the year is fucking easy as shit.
Yeah.
So,
game at Clemson early in the season, but that's
it.
These are the most difficult schedules according to Sports Illustrated, and it's I don't know how much I agree with this because some of it's based on the record of the teams they played this year from last year, which in college football is not. Anyways, South Carolina's the worst. Makes sense because they're a mid team and they're playing in the best conference. Then Michigan State, West Virginia, Ole Miss, and Missouri. That's the top five.
Yeah, top five toughest schedule.
Yeah,
Missouri is always really high up on that list lately, just because the conference is brutal. And this year, our cross team is LSU, so it sucks.
Yeah, that's fucking.
I mean, one year, I think in the COVID year, we caught LSU, Alabama, and Georgia.
Where's
in
UCF?
The same fucking year, like
UCF's got I don't think we're gonna win fucking four games this year.
Are you playing Texas this year?
Big 12. We're playing Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
We don't play Texas, but. Our non-con, too, is at Boise.
Oh, good That's luck. Have fun great. There, yeah.
I don't know. Boise's been fucking beefing it the last couple of years.
But at Boise, they're still.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're even on here, to be honest.
Control F.
No, I did. I didn't see UCF, and I searched.
But where did Notre Dame rank? How are they not in the top?
They're 18th.
That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, they admit that this is an imperfect system because it's primarily based on last year's record, but Houston is on there, Florida, Iowa State, Ohio State.
Houston's on there? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Kansas, they're off the Big 12.
Kansas State is the 10th. Then Kentucky, Cal, Auburn, Texas Tech, Stanford, Tennessee, Baylor, Notre Dame is 18th.
There's no way that's...
I mean, it's just based on the record from last year, which is not the,
it's their
the
best own
way
thing.
To do that.
It's their own algorithm.
Yeah. Speaking of algorithm, we applied it to golf this week, and the outcome was pretty goddamn shocking.
It was close.
Second place. Second place in golf. 2-for-2 in fights.
We're 2-0 in UFC fights.
2-0 in UFC fights.
We're locked in. I am
ChatGPT is.
But is it just chalk?
Huh?
Are they just
no? In both fights, I picked the other guy. I even showed you my betting slip because I lost. Yeah. I picked Blades. I didn't go with AI. And
Sergey was the underdog, and he
destroyed him.
Pieced up Curtis Blades.
It was like a minute and a half fight. Yeah. I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
He's awesome, though. Yeah, I love that dude.
Well, you know, you can just have a programmer write an API that does all this automatically, and you don't even have to look at it. If you're that comfortable with ChatGPT making your picks for you, you can write an API that'll query it and then make the bet for you.
But no, everything, all the information is from ChatGPT. Doesn't do anything before 2021, so It's not necessarily a perfect system. But I'm just gonna write a good bit, you know?
It's nuts, dude. I was watching, and I was like, holy shit, they were in first
and then,
for a while.
Nick Taylor,
a good hour.
And Adam Hadwin set like a where they tied the record with Xander and Cantlay in a single round.
Yeah.
For alternate shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, Davis Riley and fucking Nick Hardy won. So.
Yeah. Did you watch UFC over the weekend, Giorgio?
A little bit of it.
I did. I watched UFC. I watched Bellator on Showtime.
Oh, did you? So I bought the Tank Davis fight.
I watched that as well.
And put that up in Drinking Bros Sports. I put $500 on it. I was surprised how many Drinking Bros said that was a terrible bet, and they were with Garcia. Mm-hmm. You and I watched Garcia in person. We were ringside for that fight, and he was awful. That fight went exactly as I expected.
He's fine.
He's been served up fucking tomato cans mm-hmm. his entire career.
Yep.
And also had to cut like fucking 30 pounds for this fight. And they had a no rehydration clause in it. Like, he should never have taken this.
Tank Davis is a beast, too.
Yeah.
Beast. But he's like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody that small with that much power. Holy shit.
Yeah. What
dude.
Kind of tank is that exactly? Like a fucking little water tank?
And he is a scumbag. Like, he's a total piece of shit off the. Like outside the ring.
Well, I think
that's what you need out of a boxer.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it because that was the first time that like one of those hyped up fights lived to.
Yeah.
The reputation. Also, it was cool to see all the celebrities actually come out for a boxing match again, like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
When Tyson, those guys were fighting, Tyson was
That's
there.
That's not like a heavyweight, too.
Right. Yeah. And it was very unusual to see guys at 135 with that much power. I mean, Tank Davis.
Tank drops,
beat the shit out of him. Like,
I don't, that much power. I mean, he hit him in the liver and knocked him out because of that, yeah. But
no, body shots second round. Second round was right on the face.
I mean, like just power-wise, Garcia is not known for his jaw, really. These guys weigh 100 fucking 30 pounds. It's
why do you hate little men fighting?
But Tank Davis,
they're the best. Like the best divisions in UFC and boxing right now are all like 125 to 155.
Heavyweight is pretty good. It's pretty decent boxing.
With Fury, but like
Fury, I'll watch Wilder. I'll watch Joshua. Yeah. Like if those three guys,
why would you watch Joshua? He's lame.
Yeah, Joshua stinks.
It's just a He's big British. Body. I understand that. But it's just it's a big body.
You?
No. If you go down, I like seeing heavyweights go down like that. That's why I watched that Curtis Blades fight.
But I'd much rather
I love a heavyweight, dude. Like, I tuned in for Curtis Blades.
Wouldn't you rather watch, like, an Errol Spence fight than a fucking Joshua fight?
No.
Who's Errol Spence?
He's a guy that just can't fucking, get his shit together.
Well, you know who's got his shit together.
Now are all smaller divisions.
Maybe. Tank Davis was awesome. He's 29-0, 27 knockouts, and he is, like it or not, that guy's the face of boxing right now. And that was a fun fight to watch.
Doesn't matter. The coolest thing I can just talk about right now is Gamebred Fight League coming to Miami, the first bare knuckle MMA, and they have a man in their main event who I love more than anything else in this world.
Who's that?
Big Country Roy Nelson.
Oh, shit.
Bare knuckle MMA debut on April 8th.
Now you're speaking my language, dude. Bare knuckle fighting, dude, with big fat bouncers again. That's exactly where we need to go.
Yeah.
Knockouts.
I mean, again, go watch Fight Circus. You know, it's awesome.
I am. I watch all this shit.
Yeah,
I would rather watch clips on Fight Circus on Twitter or bum fights than watch 230-pound grown men fight each other.
You didn't watch the Patchy Mix Stotts fight where he knocks him out with the flying, like a knee to the face in the first round?
I don't know who.
135.
Was there one guy's name Patchy?
Patchy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Does he get the mange or something? What the fuck is
he kind of, yeah. I mean, well, he's got all the copping on his back, so he kind of looks like he does. Yeah.
So there was a guy named Henry in bum fights, and I know him. If you put the three of those guys that you just mentioned in a lineup together, Henry and the two guys you just mentioned, I would know who Henry is from bum fights. I don't know who these other people are.
I would rather watch WWE than watch 130-pound dudes fight,
that's
honestly.
That's not true.
Yeah.
It's true it for me.
Same. I'm not paying for that Cejudo fight. I will not pay for that.
Oh, no. I will.
Well, that's...
I'll steal it.
I mean, I'm not excited about that fight, but there's so many better fights in that division.
Sanhagen.
Yes.
Sandman.
Anything Corey Sanhagen fight, like, you would probably respect Corey Sanhagen because he's tall, but he drops down to 135.
Yeah. He's a stick figure.
It's like...
Like Sean O'Malley.
To me, watching...
Because of his bullshit.
To me, watching 130-pounders fight is like watching 5'8" dudes play basketball on a 9-foot rim. I just don't care about it. That's not real to me.
It's real.
It's nonsense.
Cheeto's got power.
No, it's like spike ball. It's like
no, spike ball is dope though. And it's coming back. They're bringing it back. They're working on
slam
the production
ball?
For it. Slam ball. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're working on it now.
Slam ball is a propaganda piece for China.
Fight. Don't worry about that.
Who is Cejudo fighting again?
Aljamain Sterling. 135 is just an amazing weight class right now. We got Sanhagen waiting in the wings. Cheeto. Yeah, it's crazy. You also
O'Malley's
got Khabib
probably
in there.
Title shot next.
Yeah, actually, I think him and Sanhagen are going to fight each other.
Let me tell you something, gentlemen. This is how you're making me feel the same way that people trying to convince people the WNBA is cool feel. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel when you're saying this stuff.
It's not a hard sell. Fist fights. Dudes knocking each other out. That's not a hard sell.
If it was fist fights, but that's the problem with Cejudo is it's usually wrestling and nobody cares. Mm-hmm. He's tiny. And it's just going to be a 5-round squeeze him up fight, rolly aroundy on top of another dude. Nobody wants to see that. We want
to
see.
Listen, I'm not trying to sell you on Aljo and Cejudo. I don't know why they made this fight. I don't know why Cejudo's back.
I don't either. If you're under 155 pounds, you should have to use a weapon. They should roll. They should roll a pull cue into the middle of the fucking octagon and be like,
"Holy shit, that would be a blast!"
Fuck yeah. Boy.
Do you not like Max Holloway?
No.
Fights at 145.
Well, 145 is all right.
Who doesn't like Max Holloway?
Who doesn't like Alexander Volkanovski?
Yeah, who doesn't like Arnold Allen?
145 is okay. 135 is tiny.
I
was 135 in sixth grade.
125 had some of the best fucking fights between Figgy and Brandon Moreno the last couple of years. Like, they've been nothing but bangers.
Also, I'd watch sixth graders fight any day of the week.
Well, we have.
Because
we have
they're
on,
sixth graders.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's grown men that look like sixth graders, you're probably going to turn that
on. We've watched it on Patreon if you want to subscribe. We actually called in an hour's worth of child fights on there.
I'll watch anybody knock anybody else out, to be honest.
Yeah. I just don't want to see him wrestle.
And the 125ers right now, they're finishing at like a record rate. Like, these fights don't go past the first round.
Okay.
Like, it's not my block. This has kind of been well established on other shows now. But like 125 unders, they hit at an alarming rate.
Okay.
So if you're a gambling man, take the under on a.
What are they? Are they
flyweight fight?
They're usually cruising at 1.5, right, on those unders.
Yeah. So take the under on all the flyweight fights.
Yeah. Also, if you're a gambler, we've been crushing it lately. Serge, what did Sergey by knockout pay off, Dan? Because we had him by knockout.
I don't think it was much more different than his actual.
Like 2-1?
No, like less.
Less, really?
Yeah, because he's plus 130. And then I think by knockout, he might have been like plus 180.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next fight coming up?
We got a couple shitty fight nights.
Okay.
The next pay-per-view would be...
Cejudo, right?
288.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cejudo, Aljo. Who's on the under for that? I got added to it.
288.
Oh, it's Bilal freaking
Gilbert
Muhammad,
Burns.
Yeah.
No. Gilbert Burns is fighting. Yeah, Bilal.
Yeah.
No. Wait. Hold on. Who is fighting?
I'm not excited for really anything until 290. 290 stacked though.
Okay. And how far is that away? 3 months? 4 months?
Yeah, like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a couple like 5-rounders that have been slid in these co-mains that are pretty cool. But
okay.
So Mitchell is fighting Mavzar Evloev or some stupid shit. He was fighting Pierce, but it got canceled for some reason. Pierce is fucked up, I think.
We should just move these fights to Russia. It's all Russians now that are just dominating.
I mean,
we need to build up this Russian forever. That just won this weekend. He's a fucking beast.
I know.
And John Jones won't fight him because it's not a big enough name.
He will.
I don't think so. Stipe was his last fight.
He's
so
going to
we'll
say Stipe, and then if Stipe beats him, they'll run it back. Or, like, if John Jones beats Stipe.
He's going to. Dude, come on.
If
I don't think he's ever going to fight Sergey, because Sergey's, like, a problem.
No, he's not.
If Stipe beats John Jones, we should all just retire from everything because that's insane.
UFC is down to
Stipe is the greatest heavyweight of all time.
But that's what they say about John Jones is the greatest MMA fighter of all time. Right,
but yeah.
If Stipe wins,
that would be shocking.
Be awesome.
What is he gonna? He's 37.
I'd love
to
see it. I think
Stipe will probably be like a 3-1 dog.
Yeah, yeah. I'm taking Stipe. I want to see it.
That's just you may as well just burn your fucking money.
I want to see it.
Why?
You can watch the fight without losing money.
Like he's gonna be able to grapple John a little bit. Mm. Like is he a better striker than John? John's not a great striker.
He loves him. You're the ultimate John Jones fanboy over there.
I could talk myself into Stipe.
It's fine.
Please,
please
do
LeBron
it. That'll make
too.
The odds go up for me and Jones.
But yeah, like that fight I'm looking forward to. Everything else, we've got a while in UFC.
Yeah.
Actually,
there's a really good main event on this fight night card, but the rest of the card is absolute garbage.
That's free, though. Who cares?
But you got Ricky Simone.
Yeah, versus Song.
Yeah.
Song
that's going to be a banger.
Song Ye Daung.
That's going to be fun.
I like watching that Korean dude fight, though.
That's 135 pounds.
Yeah, he's tough. I mean, he's got muscles and stuff.
they all do.
He looks like a real adult man. Most of those guys at 125, 135.
Ricky
like
Simone
children.
Does, too. He's an animal.
Yeah. They're cutting weight like seniors in high school. It's just, it's tough, man. It's tough to watch.
I can't say anything that will sell it.
No.
For you guys.
What's his nuts? Tank Davis over the weekend. Like, I paid for that, watched it.
All right.
This is exactly what I wanted to see.
Two grown men in a single shirt boxing against two other men in a single shirt, and they only have one hand.
All in. I saw it, yeah.
Fight Circus.
Yeah. I'm all in, yeah. Fight Circus. Let's go. They put him in the front seat of
the car, too. I would rather watch that. I like the car jiu-jitsu. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? It's like inside of a fucking vehicle. And you start in the driver and passenger side of the vehicle with the belt buckled, and then you got to fucking win. I enjoyed watching that.
By the way, we have a listener who signed up for slap fighting, and he won over the weekend, and he said he posted the video and said, "I want to give everybody thanks and appreciation for my new career." And I don't know how much money you can win off of that, but I loved it.
Probably
it was
not
hilarious.
Not enough
to
pay
it.
For the fucking brain surgery you're going to need.
God.
That's
God just like
damn it, dude.
Letting someone hit you with a bat.
Well,
for sport.
Yeah, no.
Like
that's
not
where,
even
that's where we're at.
You can't there's like no defense. Like you just have to take
Beerworth
it.
Is asking about the dude with no legs. When's he fight again?
Oh, our boy.
Yeah.
Zion,
yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe next time we interview him.
Zion Clark.
Who?
Zion Clark.
Oh, when's he fighting again?
Yeah.
I know they're making offers right now, so he's not signed to one particular Bellator or UFC or anything else. So I think they're trying to figure out a contract for which league he's going to go into. I know he was interested in the PFL as well.
I think he wanted to do one of the grand, like in a Grand Prix, that dude is going to beat everybody because you can't really train for him and it's all rapid back-to-back fights like that.
Right.
He would win. And, I mean, honestly, he's hard to fight anyways.
Can't kick him in the face.
Well.
You can kick him in the fucking throat, but you can't kick him in the face.
Sure can't.
Can you kick him in the back of the head?
No.
No.
Man, that sucks. You just kick in his arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, kids. Thanks for joining us. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star, and you can walk away and join us on Thursday night live. For the 2023 NFL Draft, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKYBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.